This is called Sex Education Ghetto Style. I was doing it when I was a colored boy of 8 or 9 or 10. I had never heard of Sigmund Freud, but hell, I was doing it then. I was doing it in my teenage years when I was running the ghetto streets. Now, I had never seen me no inkblot test, but it still felt good to me. I was doing it when I arrived in college, searching for my degree. But Lord knows a degree wasn't all I got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I hope that when I have kids of my own, they really don't get shook.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. Part history, part sage, part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. And he'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way and listen while the coyotes howl. And they go, woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Hoodaloo-yip, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, and the outlaws are gone. Geronimo's gone, and Sam Bass is gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. Well, he cursed all the roads and the old men, and he cursed the automobile. Said this is no place for an hombre like I am, in this new world of asphalt and steel. Then he'd look off someplace in the distance at something only he could see. He'd say all that's left now of the old days, damned old coyotes. They go, ooh-yip, ooh-yip, ooh. Ooh-yip, 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 ooh. Ooh-yip, ooh-yip, ooh. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, the outlaws are gone. Now Quantro's gone, Stanwante's gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. One morning they searched his adobe. He disappeared without even a word. That night as the moon crossed the mountain, one more coyote was heard. And he'd go, ooh-yip, ooh-yip, ooh. Ooh-yip, ooh-yip, ooh. Ooh-yip, ooh-yip, ooh. Ooh-yip, ooh, you, ooh, you, ooh.
Hey.
Hey there, hey. Witching Hour.
What up, witches? How we doing?
Long time no witch, am I right?
Yes, you are, DJ Brooke.
And, yep, and now we're out the bog, huh? We're back on the DJ sport.
You mean the swamp?
No, the bog.
Oh, we're boggy witches?
I've been in the bog, I don't know.
Been bogging it up.
Yeah. Been bogged.
See, me, I've been a little swamped, personally.
I wonder what the difference is. Bog, swamp.
You mean bogs down?
Marsh.
Marshed.
Been marshed.
Dude, sorry, I've been
too marshed.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm trying to get hexed, bro.
Okay, unrelated. Not like a water. Okay, yeah.
Okay, like,
I'm trying to
what's the
inflict some curses. Some.
on who? What's that one kind of swampish related adjacent biome where it's like the trees are like whoosh with the big roots and they're like. I feel like that has a separate.
Are there cypress trees?
Maybe.
I don't know what the.
I don't know my trees.
Loki a marsh.
Do you think that's marsh?
Maybe. Shit. Also, it's 91.5 FM WMFO meant for Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is The Witching Hour with Brooke and Ken.
Yeah, right. We were just so excited to talk about like bodies of humid water that we almost forgot the most important
thing. They're actually really biodiverse. They're like.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
With all sorts of microorganisms, probably.
Macro, too, probably.
Macro?
Macroorganisms, probably like fish or something.
You think?
Alligators.
Gators. What are the Everglades? What are they? The swamps?
I think a marsh.
You think everything is a marsh?
I'm sorry. let me
you think?
What are the Everglades?
You can try your more radio voice too, by the way.
The Everglades are a subtropical wetland ecosystem spanning 2 million acres. Okay, I guess just calling it a wetland.
I think wetland is a technical term.
Oh, mangroves? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, mangroves.
Made up of coastal mangroves, sawgrass marshes, and pine flatwoods.
Flatwoods.
Home to hundreds of animal species.
Oh.
It's beautiful. It's flooded grasslands. I've never thought about it like that. Just grasslands that got a little flooded.
You think that's what it is?
I'm looking at the Wikipedia. wonder when it got flooded. A lot to wonder.
Right.
Anyways. That first song was kind of like a marshy vibe.
I want to agree with you here. I really do. But.
Okay.
I'd say it's more of a desert vibe, unfortunately. It's like a very Wild West kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just thinking about the flooded grasslands now. Because grasslands are kind of Western. It's like they're flooded.
Right, like the more plains kind of thing. Well, actually, but plains and grasslands are different, though, aren't they?
No, I don't think so.
In Minecraft, they're different.
So, okay.
I mean.
Anyway.
So, right. Okay, anyway, yeah, the first song there was Coyotes, or as Don Edwards, the singer, pronounced it.
Coyotes? I don't know. I wasn't really listening. I was just listening to the weep, weep.
Yeah, right? It's pretty awesome. No, I think that's the best part for sure.
How does he say it?
Coyotes.
Oh, okay.
Coyotes.
Coyotes.
No.
Sorry, just getting lost over the headphones.
Right. But yeah,
But and it doesn't relate to the theme, does it?
No, it does. It does.
Okay, sorry.
It relates to our
theme. I'm getting a FaceTime call.
Is it like... do you want to answer on
Ooh. It? No, it's fine. Just crazy text.
Okay. all right, we're going to come back to some music, guys, and then we'll fill you in on all the hot goss. We'll let you know who's calling Brooke. Who's texting Brooke? Well, you'll find out when we come back. Okay, but I'm so excited. Okay, here is Dance by Slater.
This is perfect for what?
September. I don't want to die in June. I'd like to start planning my funeral. I've got work to do. It painless. I don't want a violent end. Don't say that you'll always love me, 'cause you know I'd bleed myself dry for you over and over again. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week. Only the death of me. Pull the plug, but be careful. I don't want to die too soon. I think there's good in you somewhere. I'll hang on till the chaos is through. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week. Doomsday is close at hand. I booked the marching band to play as you speak. I feel like throwing up. You sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd have liked to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. They did it on Halloween. I had no choice in the matter. Why would I? It's only the death of me.
Preemptive Mitski there.
Yep, just a little sneak peek. We're back.
Sorry for that long pause. I really needed to get the gossip in. Something about your hometown, one of your hometown friends getting back with her ex after they broke up a year ago. Ooh, woo wee. Don't love to hear it after you heard everything about him. But right. You know, people can change. He's been reading, so.
Right. Did I hear that correctly? That he's been reading a lot and seeing your friend in the things that he's read.
Yeah, and I'm wary of shit talking on like public. Oh,
not wary enough.
I'm wary
apparently,
of talking on public radio.
It's been like 2 weeks. We're a little
rusty.
Yeah,
we're rusty. Yeah, yeah. But I just don't think he's listening. I don't think she's listening. I don't think anyone that knows her is
even
listening.
If he is, we'll say it anyways.
And for... the book is, the book that he was reading was Court of Thorns and Roses. Do you know what the significance of that is?
No.
It's like a fantasy... I think it's like... I don't know if I can say that word. Like raunchy? I think it's like...
Okay, yeah.
I think, but either way, it's like book talk.
Right. It's like not at all.
He's not gaining meaningful like introspection from that book.
So it's just I can picture this man so well. I don't want to be
like performative final boss, honestly, yeah, truly.
But like so painfully like not self-aware.
Yeah, and like
the pearl choker, guys. This guy, it seems like it's really attached to him. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Think
he has
off.
Not left it in 2020.
No.
But hey, she wants him. So it's been quite some time. So. Anyways, those songs missed him a bit.
Lots of songs.
It was Art Deco by Lana Del Rey. It was
Dance.
Oh my God, Dance by Slater. Oh, uh-huh. Let's talk about Dance. Yeah, that's right, let's Slater's newest album, Worst Girl in America, that she released about a month ago, but I personally didn't listen to it until about this weekend, maybe Thursday. Changed my life, truly. Changed my life. Wow. So good.
How?
I just feel like so awesome whenever I listen to it. It's like, I'm just like girl boss maxing.
Oh. All right.
But it's like Slater, so it's like.
So it's like. Well, because the title is Worst Girl in America. So to me, on first read, I'd be like, isn't that the opposite of girl boss?
Well, like, not girl boss in like a.
Just like girl space boss. Not
maybe
like,
girl
not
boss
like
isn't
proper
right.
noun girl boss.
You can be girl boss and like not.
You can be a girl boss, but not girl boss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A girl space boss. Like, nigga, not girl boss derogatory. Like, like.
No, I got
Yeah.
No, I'm.
But you haven't listened to it, so I don't know. But there's so many good songs on it. So.
Yeah, I'm seeing some fun. Usage of the dollar sign in there?
Yeah, no, there are S's, but there also are a lot of dollar signs.
It's strategic. It shows
really
artistic
is.
Intent.
Truly. And she's Midwestern, so it's kind of like Midwestern grunge girl boss.
I'm seeing it, actually. They look the people on the album cover look kind of Midwestern. So that's kind of cool.
Our theme of the show also haven't quite announced it yet.
Right. Well, yes. So our theme is our first year.
Freshman year.
Fresh person year, guys.
We back.
We are reliving in honor of our last month of the witching hour. Yeah, I know. Don't cry, guys. It's okay. All good things must come to an end. But and we want to come to an end with a little reflection, you know?
Yeah.
That's how we want to do it.
And for us, that was Art Deco by Lana Del Rey, True Love by Ty Boy Digital and Young Lean, Doomsday by Lizzie McAlpine, and Jealous Guy by Donny Hathaway.
And these songs all have a lot of significance for our own personal journeys through that first year in Tufts, that 2022-2023 school year, you know. Those who know. If you know, you
those
know.
Those who were there on, you know, that formative two trip where Ken, Becca, and I and some other people were on
it. Other people.
There's some other people. But it was just... It was really just Cindy Rubin, Ken Beck, and I, in my mind.
And is there a song here that is specifically linked to that, or are you just shouting out a core?
That was that was our freshman year. I feel like that was defining.
It was pretty defining, honestly. Yeah.
But I do remember Becca really liked the song Doomsday.
There we go.
Yeah, it was just like that was the song.
Becca Pinso, the first person I met at Tufts.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Boom. Was it on
that
the tarp?
Was our first, it was on the tarp.
Wow.
It was on the freaking tarp.
I think mine was Rio.
Yeah. You were tarped up together? Tarping, packing,
repacking.
We
were tarping. We were tarping it. I also wasn't really friends with Becca on the two trip, I feel like. I feel like we weren't. We didn't
I feel like Becca's. She was still kind of Becky there, you know?
She was Becky.
She was a little Becky.
I literally did not know she was gay until the end of the two trip.
I remember we were in that dorm room in, like, Houston when I found out.
I don't know. I just remember she was talking about, like, she was like, oh, yeah, I went to the sink on the tour and they had, like, a sapphic latte. So I tried it. I was like, girl, what? Like, do you know what sapphic means? you Becky. Oh, Becky.
Yeah, I remember she was, I mean, yeah, it was like a brandy shirt, I remember.
Yeah, wow. Mm.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, she was so Lulu lesbian.
Yeah.
Now we got Butch back today. She's in the DDS and she's like, Sadie, is this Butch? And she turns around and it's just a comforter. It's just a checkered print comforter. And it was Butch.
Oh, she's how we've grown, you know.
And how we've changed.
Wow.
Yeah. From femme to Butch.
Whoa.
I'm going to write like a memoir. That is the title of my memoir.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Mm. Put that on a shirt.
Mm. Also, it could be a good radio theme. Now that
Femme de Fudge. I thought you didn't know what Fudge was.
No, I got struggle. It now. It's like, you know, remember our Music is a Spectrum
set? One of our least cohesive sets, I think.
That is not true. That was, in my memory, it was really good.
I don't recall. I just remember there was one set that was really bad.
This is a crazy playlist. But it's like honestly like respectable and how crazy. Do you want to see?
Yeah, I do. I was gonna
start. It is really we actually lived up
the spectrum
exactly, okay. And that was the theme. Usually, the theme is something, and then we still do the whole spectrum. But here it was like intended.
It's meant to be.
And I think we did it.
When you got Bad Baby, Lean, and Beach House in one album,
and those are still even playlist. Maybe in the same quadrant or something.
The Minecraft, that's
and then Minecraft, you know, and then we have Doll Catcher. Super Idol, you know?
Whoever that is.
What? Super Idol.
Yeah, louder. Yeah, enunciate. Yeah.
It's in Chinese, so I can't, unfortunately. And if I tried, I think. Anyways, any other songs you want to highlight here in the run we just had before we get back to?
I mean, you had two.
True.
I spoke on two.
True. We have True Love, Tybo Digital, Young Lean. Arguably Tybo Digital's best song. I remember when this came out, I was listening to it nonstop. It was really... I remember I saw it came out. I was like, you know, when you see a Tybo Digital song come out, there's a little bit of trepidation, you know? Because you get super excited, and it's with Young Lean. You go, oh my... What? Tybo Digital? Yeah. And then you kind of come down to earth, and it's like, oh... The last 10 I heard.
It's kind of the thing where it's like you keep going back. It's right. Like a bad apple.
Exactly. Like you keep it's whatever. Like an X that like you just keep going back.
Oh, like, come on.
But this time the X actually had changed and it was like really good. And
I'm hoping the same for my friend.
But then Tybo Digital, his most recent song, was honestly
bad.
It shook my belief my faith in Drain Gang, honestly. It was so bad. I guess he changed back. But for this brief moment in 2023, Tybo Digital was on top, man.
And I'm chasing that high. I've been chasing that high freshman year when Tybo Digital had released a good single.
Yep. Yeah, and then the other one's like, it was just a nice song.
I remember you. Like, I remember that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I was looking back the first playlist, that playlist is crazy. Also,
Season of the Witch.
No, not even from like the Jam Media playlist.
Oh, I pulled which one did I? I think I pulled this from that playlist. Yeah, I was literally just there, Jamia.
Jamia, yeah.
Yeah, that's for those of you guys who actually stuff. This is pretty. Like this requires some real ball knowledge here. Jamia.
I don't. It's just like.
Do y'all know about that? Y'all even know about Jamia?
I don't even know.
This is Brooke and I's first year playlist. We kind of fell off this actually.
Like a joint playlist.
Yeah, the joint playlist.
Well, then we got into the joint playlist.
I guess yeah. But yeah, it was. Yeah. Classic.
We found an outlet. And it was the witching hour.
Yes.
Freshman year, there was no witching hour.
Ugh, dark times.
Literally. So I was playing Doomsday by Lizzie McAlpine.
Mm.
I also listened to a lot of Mitski freshman year, so let's get into that.
Thank you.
Numbers to think about, American causes of death. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths. 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of them from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I want to talk about that, but I also want to play the music, so... just one sentence. Why did you pick that one?
Some numbers to think about.
All right. And here's Savior Complex by Phoebe Bridgers.
Emotional affair, drag you to the shore, sweating through the sheets, you're gonna drown in your sleep for sure. Wake up and start a big fire in a one-room apartment, but I'm too tired to have a pissing contest. All the bad dreams that you hide, show me your.
Through push.
That was Raging Wolf by Cemetery, Killstreaks by Baby Keem featuring Don Toliver and Pink Panthers, Savior Complex by Phoebe Bridgers, and Pollen by Echo2K.
Pollen. If you heard the Google Translate.
Lufthansa. Jag är luften Pollen.
Sverige.
I should learn Swedish. We should learn Swedish.
I've tried. It's so hard. Jag är Shugi. Oh, I turned. I don't know how to say my age anymore because I don't know. Shugi et or.
Shugi et or. Brooke.
Nee. Talk.